It's Joe Quesada, and I'm editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics.
The basic question is, what do you think about these Marvel comic book hero stamps?
You know, I think they're fantastic. I think it's first of all a great tribute to the creators who have come before those of us who are working in the field right now, who sort of established so many of these amazing characters for us and created so many of these amazing characters for us. But I also think it's once again it's another feather in the cap of the comic book industry as we now become part of the American mainstream and are being recognized as a very serious art form and no longer just something that was mainly for little kids.
And, of course, the DC comic book heroes were last year's stamps.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they were.
Any thoughts there about which came first?
I think it's great for them. You know, arguably, let's just be honest here, Superman was the very, very first superhero, so it makes sense, and their characters are about 20 years older than ours, so the way I see it, you know, it's all good for the comics industry one way or another. But at the end of the day, you know, when you look at the Marvel characters, and I know and I speak this from a completely biased point of view, our characters are cooler and smarter looking and sharper, so I'd rather have the Marvel set anyway.
Which of these stamps, not necessarily the characters, I won't put you on that spot, but which of these stamps do you like the best?
Wow, that's a tough one. You know, I happen to like the more classic stamps, the ones that came, you know, the artwork that's from the earlier period, the early 60s, the middle 60s. So I think the ones from that era are the ones that really attract me. There's several there, and there's some more from the 70s, but I really like the early stuff, you know, primarily just because I just have an affinity for those artists from that time period.
Now, people in my stamp collecting message board who are big comic book fans, some of them too. I mean, they were actually able to guess pretty closely who the different artists were, mm-hmm. and they're wondering, how come there's no Daredevil or no Thor?
You know, I honestly don't know the answer to that. I don't know how the selection process happened. I suspect that the U.S. Post Office had a lot to do with the selection of those of the characters and the stamps they wanted. So I'm not really sure. I wasn't part of the selection process. I'm just happy they're there.
Is it fair to ask you, are there any characters you wish had been included in this set?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Daredevil in particular is a character that I have a lot of affection for. It's one of the characters that brought me back to Marvel in the first place, and then eventually led to my becoming editor-in-chief. So from that standpoint, from a sheerly emotional and selfish standpoint, I really wish that Daredevil had been included in the set. But, you know, again, I'm just thrilled that we have a set.
And the people on my board will shoot me if I don't ask you, is Captain America coming back?
Captain America's dead. I don't know if you've read the press or not. I mean, Captain America's dead. So there's still a Captain America book out there. We produce it monthly, so all I advise people is just to keep reading that book to see what happens, whether the Marvel Universe can survive with or without a Captain America of one form, fashion, or another. You know, I just can say no more than that.
Because the guess, in my stamp collecting message board, was they figure the first week in December.
First week in December?
That I'll come back to life.
Why December?
I don't know why.
Okay, I'll have to look that up. I mean, I just it's funny that somebody's picking the first week in December as the actual date. You know what? I'll be honest with you right now. I will tell you this. If Captain America is coming back, if he ever comes back, I honestly don't know. There's nothing on my planning document in front of me right now that says that Captain America is coming back anytime soon.
I know as a kid that I dumped Batman and Superman right away for Peter Parker.
You see, you were obviously an incredibly smart kid, as was I. As was I.
I could identify with him a lot more. Not when once he got Mary Jane, it was all over. I mean,
yeah, you know, I'm there with you too. I'm not really big on a married Spider-Man, but you know, saying that, I would like to advise fans of Spider-Man or Marvel or comics in general to keep your eyes and ears open for a Spider-Man series that I'm working on in September called Spider-Man: One More Day.
Okay, and was there anything else you wanted to add about the stamps?
Again, I just think it's really cool, and having talked to some of our classic creators who are involved in the stamp set, especially people from that generation, you know, they understand the meaning of actually being on a postage stamp. I mean, it's really an honor, especially as an illustrator, to have a postage stamp with your art on it, and I just think it's just the coolest thing ever.